This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, Father Tom and Anthony today. And these are the words that I'm getting. These men are not drunk as you suppose.
Oh!
Only 9 o'clock in the morning. Only 9 o'clock in the morning. Barrooms aren't open. These men are not drunk as you suppose. There was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit 50 days after the giving of the law. An outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We would have no church today if there was not that outpouring. And I'm going to tell you something else. Where will the church be in years to come if there's not outpourings of the Holy Spirit? Where would it be? First of all, it would not be the will of God that there would be no outpourings of the Holy Spirit. We are not in an Old Testament church. The Old Testament church believed David had the Holy Spirit. Moses, man of God. Jeremiah, man of God. New Testament, different. You shall receive power. Everyone who believes in Jesus. Power from on high.
Not just one prophet.
That's it. We're all called to be prophets in one way or another. It's like piano playing. Some piano playing is wonderful. Somebody knows how to play it and they can do beautiful things with it. Other people can only do chopsticks. And it's like that with the Word of God and the power of God. Some people have an open heaven in their life. They've given their life to the Lord Jesus. Things are happening that they cannot make happen. It's all the power of God. But then there's the other extreme. Well, you know, every once in a while, God gives me a wink. But, yeah, but I'm not controlled by that wink. Yeah, I'm living on my own power.
Yeah, but what are you giving to God?
Yeah, what are you giving to God? That's the issue. Yeah. Nothing happens without a sacrifice. Right. Nothing happens without a sacrifice. People say to people that have been powerful in the Lord Jesus, I want to be like you. And the person that's hearing it is saying, then you need to be a sacrificial victim.
Yeah, buckle up. We see the fruit someone bears, but we don't know the price they've had to pay to bear that fruit. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me, and my word abides in you, you will bear much fruit. But without me, you will do nothing. Without the power of the Holy Spirit, all we can do is good and holy religious activities. We're checking the box. And you know what? It's good. I mean, you're making that. You're probably going to go to heaven, a little time in purgatory, but you're going to get there eventually. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and you receive power, you are transformed from the inside out. The moment I received the power of the Holy Spirit, there was no more control of my life. What I wanted to do no more played a role. What I desired no longer mattered. I woke up, and what is the Lord desiring for me to do today? Does the Lord want me to eat today? Does the Lord want me to pray today? Does the Lord want me to fast today? You know, when I received the Holy Spirit, I had been so low that I was disposed and I was ready to pour out my life like a drink offering to the Lord. But the Holy Spirit makes you vibrant. The Holy Spirit makes you alive. The Holy Spirit doesn't make you check into church 5 minutes on Sunday, leave 5 minutes after Mass ends, and that's it. You know, and you're doing it just because you don't want to go to hell. The Holy Spirit opens your eyes to see the goodness of God. That the God has a destiny for you. That everything you're pursuing in your life, you're just pursuing Jesus Christ and his love. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to pour out upon you that you are born again, a new creation, born in the Spirit, to no longer live in the flesh, but to live from the Spirit. And from the Spirit, there is power, there is destiny, there is new life, there is wisdom. You know, a lot of people have knowledge. Most people don't have wisdom because wisdom only comes from God. Wisdom is seeing things how God sees them, knowing things how God knows them. Most people have the spirit of the world and they know facts. But God wants us to have wisdom. But that only comes from Him. That only comes from knowing Him, loving Him, and the precious Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit reveals to you the thoughts of God. And without knowing the thoughts of God for you, for this world, for creation, for destiny, and as the Holy Spirit whispers into you, the only thing you have is what you've been taught in school. And honestly, that's nothing.
You see, the Old Testament, one person was chosen, Moses. One person was chosen, David. One person was chosen to lead the people. And they were all followers. They didn't have what Moses had. They didn't have what David had. We're not in that dispensation.
Yeah.
We're in another dispensation. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall have visions. The Holy Spirit's given not only to one or two people, but to God's holy children. Unfortunately, we don't yield to the Holy Spirit. Most of us are living a life that not really powered by God's Holy Spirit.
Because we're serving Jesus on our own terms.
So it's time to kind of reflect, what's the difference between the time of Moses and the time of Peter and Paul? What's the difference? And I'll tell you what the difference is. The power of God, the Holy Spirit, is given to the believer. Not only to the preacher, but to the believer. All of us are called to bring the message of salvation to people. I don't know if you've done it. If you haven't done it, you've missed your call. But you can start today. You can start today. When I was before the Blessed Sacrament, and Jesus spoke to me, I knew that God had something for me. I didn't know exactly what it was, but I knew that things are going to happen, and that I was going to be part of those things. I didn't know how, and I didn't know where, and I didn't know what. So what did I do? I found a prayer group, and we started praying together. And little by little, the Lord starts showing me things. Little by little, the Lord starts showing me things. I start picking up hitchhikers. As I pick them up, they sit in my old car, and I tell them about Jesus. I remember one hitchhiker that I was telling about the Lord Jesus, and he told me, I need to tell you something. I was getting death vibes from this guy. I really was. I thought he had a gun in the bag. But he told me that he was driving a school bus and backed it up and hit a little girl, and the girl was killed. I was getting death vibes from him. What did I tell him? I told him that he was loved by Jesus. I told him what 1,000 people told him. It wasn't his fault. But God wanted to do something inside him so he'd know it wasn't his fault. He didn't purposely do that. But he was tortured because that little girl died. Imagine, this is my hitchhiker. So what did I do to the man? I said, I'm going to stop and I'm going to pray. So I found a place at a restaurant that wasn't open. I parked there and began to pray for this man, that the Lord Jesus would uncover all that trash that was covering his being, telling him that it was his fault, that he did something and purposely did it, and he would suffer the rest of his life. That was not true. You see, Jesus had to go do something for him by the Holy Spirit. All my words wouldn't mean anything. He had been told words. He had been told lots of words. But the words didn't do it. He needed the unction of the Holy Spirit. He needed for God to do something in him so that he could be freed of this experience. It wasn't his fault. But you can't tell him that. He's feeling guilty. He went to the funeral of the little girl, feeling torment. I did it. I'm going to tell you, my friends. The devil is a tormentor. You've got to know that. He's a tormentor. God does not torment. God opens his hands and says, receive this. See this. But I will not torture you with it, whether you do it or don't do it. I'm going to tell you, people listening to me right now, that God told them to do something, and they never did. They never did. And you want to know what? He'll continue to tell you to do something, that same something, until you do it. Some people, 25 years, they've been waiting on God, and he told them 25 years ago what to do. But they said no. So what's in it for them now? The same thing he said 25 years ago is what they need to hear and do now.
It's like a staircase. You don't want to be stuck at the first step. Whatever the Lord tells you to do, you got to do it, because it's going to give you freedom on the other side. Freedom, for Christ came for freedom, and freedom indeed, so that you can walk in freedom. Just simple action steps every single day, little by little. God doesn't give you anything you can't bear at that moment. What God is telling you to do, the grace to do it, is associated with the command. With the inspiration, the grace is there. And you know what the key is? You got to do it immediately. You can't stop and think. Because when the Lord inspires you, you're in the spirit. And you just move from glory to glory. You flow down the river. But if you begin to stop and meditate, you move from the spirit to the flesh. And you move to your fallen human nature, where you begin to meditate upon myself, how this affects me. What is Cousin Sally going to think? What is a neighbor going to do? Who cares, right? We got to live with an audience for once of Jesus Christ. And you know what people think when someone who's just living in boldness for Christ? They want to follow that person because they see the freedom that person walking in. They're like, why does this man or woman of God not affected by what everyone's going to think? They're dancing and they're rolling in the church and they're free and they're going up to people and they're praying for them. Well, that freedom comes from steps and steps and steps of obedience to the Lord Jesus. Because every time we honor the Lord and what he's inspiring us to do, after that sacrifice is a blessing. And we're walking from freedom for freedom. We're in the new dispensation. I'm so happy that I don't need to wait for the prophet, for David to come, or Jeremiah to hear the word of God. That God uses all of us. Christ came to make other Christs. Hallelujah. Amen. You're another Christ. Jesus Christ came to replicate himself. And if all the Christians, out of 7 billion, there's maybe one or two. But if every Christian walked in who they were in Christ, the whole world would be converted in a year. The whole world. Because everyone wants what Jesus Christ gives, but we need to walk in that gifting of Christ. In Christ, we are gifted beyond measure. We are supernatural in a natural realm. When people despise, we love. When people persecute, we walk in the kingdom and the authority. In Christ, you can have a softness about you, that love of God, but you have authority, right? It's an authoritative love that you're not judging people. Like when we're speaking to sickness or lies to people, we speak in love, but there's an authority in your voice that people will listen to. There's not a hesitation. There's not a wish-washiness. There's not, I'm double-minded, one foot in, one foot out. There's a love and authority that people in their spirit know that you're speaking the truth in love, like the Bible commands us to do. Now, they might not like it because they want to stay in control and they want to have their way, so they might reject it, but their spirit knows it's the truth. Their spirit knows it's the truth. You carry the truth in you. You carry the light in you. And my whole job is I need to get out of the way because I am the stumbling block. The Lord made it very clear to me. Anthony, you are the stumbling block. I have everything set for you in the spirit. But can you have enough faith and love for me to remove yourself so that my spirit can operate and flow through you and you can walk in the wisdom of Christ? Not knowledge, that comes from the world. Wisdom only comes from God. What did St. John the Baptist say? I must decrease and he must what?
He must increase. You know, it's like this radio ministry. I'm going to tell you a secret. God anointed many other people before me to be on public radio. Many other people. But you want to know what? They never did it.
Only one was obedient.
They never did it. They said, well, you know, we're Catholic and we shouldn't be delving into non-Catholic experiences. I tell you, Jesus delved into people that were not very religious as Jews. How are we going to get the message of Christ across if we don't use the media? How are we going to do it? People aren't going to come to us anymore. Maybe that was happening in the 50s. They're not going to come to us. We've got to go to them. That's what Jesus did. Jesus went to the people, and the people heard, and the people were changed, and the people gave their life over to the Lord. You see, it's not like the 50s. The 50s, well, you know, it was all wonderful. I don't think it was. It was lacking power. It was lacking power. Unfortunately, Pentecost was not part of the 50s. Oh, yes, people went to church. Oh, yes, they did this and did that. But there was no power. On the day of Pentecost, God gave power to the church, to each individual, to do what only they could do in the power of the Spirit. Unfortunately, most people are living in an Old Testament church. The power is given to one special person, like David, like Moses, like Isaiah. Oh, no. Jesus says no. What's the word say? Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men have visions. I will pour out my spirit upon all. No more just David, no more just Isaiah, no more on all God's people, all God's people. And the ransom was the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus. He did it by his blood. He purchased for the kingdom of God, you and me and the rest of the people, by his blood. He shed his blood so that we could proclaim the goodness of God. He shed his blood so that we could tell people there's no hopeless cases. God has a plan for you. He shed his blood so that we would be healed. He shed his blood so that we would be forgiven. Oh, yes, it's not just for a few. It's for all your people, sons and daughters.
For you, young men will have visions, old men will dream dreams. When I go to Glory Night, I'm a young man. I see visions. I see visions in the spirit. God reveals to me what he's doing in the spiritual realm. And as I release it, that becomes to manifest for every person. But everyone can have visions, not just me because I have the mic or I'm praying. You can have visions, but you got to want them. You got to get to where the glory is. And even if you're not a young man, visions are for you. God wants to reveal to you the mysteries of the kingdom of God by the Holy Spirit. Friends tell other friends their secrets. Are you a friend of the Holy Spirit? He's my best buddy. I want him to reveal to me all of the mysteries of my destiny and of the kingdom of God, how I can bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. It's a promise of our Father prayer. It is what Jesus left us with. What does that mean? I got to walk in that authority. If it's not happening in heaven, I'm not tolerating it on this earth. Father, is there depression in heaven?
No.
I'm not tolerating it. Is there sickness in heaven?
No.
When sickness comes, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Are any demons allowed in heaven?
None.
I command them to go back to sender, you know? But who is walking in that authority? Who knows who they are in Christ? And it's from the wisdom of God, living in the spirit, taking down the flesh, being with Jesus. Acts 4:13. When the Sadducees saw the courage of Peter and John after he healed the man at the beautiful gate and realized they were unschooled, ordinary men, They were astonished and took note that these men have been with Jesus.
Amen.
I'm not a schooled man, no seminary, no theology for me. Just taught by the power of the Holy Spirit and taught by Jesus as the apostles were. They weren't sent to the school of the Pharisees. That's for you. They were normal, unschooled men, but they had power. And what did that power mean? That people knew they must have been with Jesus.
That's right.
They must have been with Jesus. Jesus is there in the Eucharist. He's there in his word. He's there. Moko sotavarena marianko. Santo boresanama. When you stir up the spirit and you begin to receive revelation right from heaven, when you begin to prophesy, when you begin to operate in the gifts of the spirit for the good to build up the body of Christ, you got to know what Jesus has for you. More than you could ask, think, or imagine. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it
entered into the heart of man what God has forgiven to those who love him.
And for God has prepared as well for you. For you, Father, what does God have prepared for everyone listening?
He's prepared himself. He's prepared heaven. He's prepared the power of Pentecost. He's prepared the forgiveness of sins in the blood of the Lamb. He's prepared eternal life. Oh, yes, eternal life. You know what Jesus says about eternal life? Eternal life is this, to believe in thee, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you sent. Eternal life. I'm not waiting to have eternal life when I kick off. Many years ago, in the baptism experience, they brought the baby to the church. And the priest said to the people, "What do you want from God today?" And the answer was eternal life. I tell you, thanks be to God that there is eternal life. Eternal life because he shed his blood and no one need to go to hell. He shed his blood and rose from the dead and no one need to go to hell. No one, no one, no one.
It's a gift. You don't need to strive for it. You don't need to work for it. You need to receive the gift of salvation and surrender to it. And that salvation's a total package. It comes with healing. It comes with joy. It comes with power. Do you want power? And if you don't want it for yourself, you gotta want it for other people. You gotta really ask yourself, and me too, am I serving Jesus or am I asking Jesus to serve me? There's a big difference. The Catholic life isn't so much what can Jesus do for me, it's what can I do for the Lord. I don't wanna be having Jesus serve me. I want to serve the Lord God. But what does that mean? It means I need to let go. I need to surrender. What am I really living for? Am I living for comfort? Am I living for a nice house? Am I living for standing in the community? What my neighbors think? What my kids think? Or am I living for the Lord Jesus Christ? The only goal of this life is to get to heaven and to bring as many people there with you. Through the power of God. Jesus came to reveal the Father's heart. So that's our mission, to reveal the Father's heart to everyone we come across. You know, every day I want to push forward in the spirit. I don't want to be religious. I want to be spiritual. Christians should be more spiritual than the rest of the world. Everyone in the world is spiritual today. But we got the keys. We got the power. We got the victory. We got the authority. But as a Christian, are you releasing that into your life, into other people's lives? That is God's plan for you, to walk in victory and bring victory to other people. You know, death isn't scary when you know where you're going. It's just, that's a day of promotion. So there's no trouble. There's no trouble. To live is to bring Christ to people. To die is to be with Christ. There's nothing to worry about. Anxiety isn't real. There's only four emotions we feel. There's happy, there's sad, there's angry, and there's fear. Anxiety is because you fear. Right? And that's a offshoot of fear. But Jesus said, there is no fear in love because the perfect love of God casts out all fear. So what is the solution to anxiety? The perfect love of God. When you understand what Jesus done for you, where you're going, Everything becomes light. There's no big deal. God has it all worked out. You're just battling with yourself. But let it go. Don't be the stumbling block. And let the Holy Spirit consume your life with the Father's love.
And that gift is for you. Not for everybody else but you, but for you.
Yeah.
That gift was bought through the blood of Jesus. And he has that gift for you. You need to just say, I receive it. And walk in that reception.
Yes.
Walk in it.
So in these last moments, the word says, what has a man received that he's not been given? So, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you pour out the fire of the Holy Spirit upon each and every person. The moment you give your life to Jesus, he crowns you with the Holy Spirit and power. So let that fire, let that power of the Holy Spirit come upon your people. If there's fear, drive it out. If there's sickness, drive it out. If there's doubt, drive it out. Let them live from the Spirit, not from the flesh. Father, begin to heal trauma. Begin to heal wounds, Jesus. Like on the day of Pentecost, let tongues of fire become upon your people so that they can be empowered to walk in the destiny that God has for them.
And that destiny is in Jesus, and it's for you. Take it. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.